Blog Talk Radio.
Sound Talk Live, where professional stylists, barbers, makeup artists, and nail techs give you the 411 on the good, the bad, and the ugly of everything you want to know about natural hair, hair weaving, makeup, nails, education, products, and more. Real talk. It's what you've been waiting for. Shop Talk Live. Good, bad, the ugly.
Welcome to Shop Talk Live. Today, I have a few very special guests. My former Kaizen Beauty Academy nail specialist graduate and successful entrepreneurs, and they did it their own way, special and creative. Let's listen to their stories. Good morning, good morning, good morning, Anna, Jasmine, and Marlene.
Good morning.
So, I guess I can start with Jasmine. Jasmine, how are you?
I'm good, and you? Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
So, Jasmine, what year did you graduate from Kaizen Beauty Academy?
I graduated from Kaizen Beauty Academy in 2020.
Okay, in 2020, it was COVID, but that did not stop you. So, what safety precautions did you take while you were doing clients?
So in 2020, when I started going to people's homes, I would just make sure I wore two masks. I would make sure I had two sets of gloves that I would, like, double up on. I would have extra implements because I was doing more than one pedicure in a household, and I didn't have my sanitation stuff to be able to do it right there at their home. So I just made sure I bought more than enough stuff and also had extra disinfectants.
Okay, so you have like a mobile business called Touch by Petty Glam. How long have you been servicing clients at their home, and what inspired you to even start a mobile shop?
So I started servicing clients in 2019. I started when I actually was in school. I started school November of 2019, and I kind of started from there. And I just always had the love for feet. I just love to see what comes off of people's feet. A good cleaning and a good paint job will send you on your way. So I just, like, love feet.
So are those the only services you do, just the pedi, or what other services do you do?
I mostly do pedicures, but I do manicures as well. I do children's spa parties, adult spa parties, and in the months to come, I'm going to be adding on services.
Okay, so you said you do kids' spa parties?
Yes.
For kids only or without adults?
Kids and adults.
Okay. So what are some of the advantages and disadvantages of having a mobile shop?
Okay, so the advantage is, of course, I could service my clients in the comfort of their own home. The disadvantage would be having to drag all of that stuff out of my car and just basically being in somebody else's space, which kind of makes me uncomfortable because sometimes, like, you have people, like, even though you're in their home, it's like instead of them focusing on the service, it's like they want to get up and, you know, do everything while you are servicing them. And it's like, for me, in my mind, it's like, okay, you're going to be a last-time customer and you don't really want to say too much because you're in these people's home and anything can happen while you're in their home. So for me, I just make sure I tell my family, like, where I'm going. I turn on my location and things like that so they can know if anything not, you know, happens, or if I'm not done within the hour, then you need to start calling me.
Okay. That's good. So, Anna, I want to talk to you. When did you graduate?
Yes.
From Kaizen?
I graduated in 2019.
2019? Okay, but you worked in a salon for commission. How long did you work there?
I worked there for 2 years. Yeah,
2 years.
I worked, 2 years. You know, it was like I'm getting the experience that I need. The salon was very busy, and I had a lot of clients where I can start, like, you know, practicing more and doing better. And I got to see how it was, the salon actually, how it works, you know, to how you can attract more clients and stuff like that.
And that was the right way to do it. That was the right way to do it, because you want to, you know, if you're going to open up a salon, you want to be working in the salon so that you can see how they operate, you know, the business part of it, and then also build your clientele. So that's what made you want to open up your own salon, because you built a clientele, right?
Yes. Yeah, you can be able. Actually, yeah, we can be. I was able to do it. Yeah, well, that's good.
So, what type of salon do you have? Is it just a nail salon, or is it a full service salon?
No, the one that I have now, the one I opened, is a full salon. Also, we provide services like nails, all kind of techniques, with the pedicures, and also have 2 booths for hair. And I have 2-3 also where we do lashes and facial.
Oh, okay. So how many nail techs do you have? How many nail stations do you have?
I built a table with 60 spaces, and now I have 4 nail techs and myself, so I'm still working on nail techs.
Where are you located? Yeah.
We are located in Hollywood, 1945, in Temple Grove.
So why did you choose Hollywood? Why did you choose that location?
Okay, after I left the salon, I went to a space really nearby by my house. So when I was looking for a place like for to open, I didn't want to move my clients like too far, so that's why I looked something like very close to the place where I was, so I didn't have the inconvenience for my clients to travel like far away from where I was.
Right, right. So what was the experience like as far as opening the salon? Because there's a lot of you know, nail techs, they either want to go into a suite or they want to open a salon. Could you tell them how easy or how hard it is? Could you give them the good and the bad of opening a salon?
Yeah, it's like I'm saying, the good for like doing in a suite is that you have to work all the time. Mm-hmm. So you have to work to make the money. So in the salon, if you open for more people, you're going to be able to have an extra income. And it's hard. I would say, like, now I have that experience, I would do a lot of things differently. Like, you know, because I didn't do any, like, research about the money that I had to spend and all the license and the permit that I had to go through. So, yeah, definitely I would do. Yeah, definitely that's the first thing, do a research on that.
So do the research about what you're going to need. So what did you need? You needed a zoning license, a salon license. Did you have to go in?
Yeah, we need a salon license. Mm-hmm. But the first thing that you have to do is to get a certificate of use. That's the first thing that you're going to do before you go to rent a place or to make the lease with the landlord or the owner of the place that you're going to rent.
So you want to get that before you sign the lease?
That's the first thing, yeah.
Okay.
That's the first thing that you're going to do. You have to research if the city allows you to open the business that you want in that particular area that you want. So that's the first thing that you need to do.
Okay, so what was in there before you moved in? What was there? Was it a shop already, or did you have to go in and do everything?
Actually, this was a salon also before the previous business that was in here. It was a Boost Mobile, a cellular store. But before that, it was a salon. So that's why we didn't have to do that much, because we already had the hookup and everything. This is like they were like just hiding them. And actually, that's another thing that I really like, because when I checked when I checked what was the previous business in Kira, I saw it was in a salon, so I thought it's going to be very good because I didn't have to do any construction, so stuff like that. So that saved me a lot of money.
Yeah, that's a lot. So Anna,
and work.
What would you say the difference is in having a salon as opposed to having a suite?
Okay, yeah, like I'm saying, the difference of the suite, of course, is going to be the rent. So it's going to, if you're going to open up your shop, it's going to be a lot more. But the difference is that in the suite, you're going to have to work, like I'm saying, to make the money. You have to work yourself. You have to do it. Like I was working when I was working by commission to salon. Because anyways, if I didn't have any commission, all the money is going to be for me. And I have expenses to pay. I have products. I have to pay rent and stuff like that. So the difference in here is the... Mm-hmm.
No, go ahead. Is the what?
Yeah, the difference is like in here, like I can have a little bit more freedom because like and you know, to make a little more because like it's people working for me right now. I don't have to be on the table every day.
Exactly. So your nail techs, they're on commission or do you rent out tables? Do you rent out chairs or anything?
No, they were on the commission and the things that I rent. It's the two booths for the hair and the two shoes. Those things are rented because I don't know anything about that business. You know, in here, if someone didn't come to work or they're running behind on the schedule, I can help them. But on the other, like in the hair and the other services that we provide, I don't know how to do it.
Right,
so that's why for me, it's better to rent those spots.
Okay. So right now, are you hiring for nail techs or hair or lashes?
Right now, I have enough work already. But you know, it's always I still have one table, so I'm just like waiting like a couple of weeks to see if I can hire another nail tech.
Oh, okay. So Marlene.
Yes.
Marlene, when
How
did
you
graduate? You? I'm
good,
hon. When
I graduated
you
in 2019.
Oh, okay. So your shop is in Sebring, Florida. So when did you move there? Because you came to college and you were living in Miami at the time. So how long have you been in Sebring?
I moved in 2022.
Okay.
I would like to say something about my journey. I really love being a nail tech, and it's been amazing for me. I started in 2019 because I was a nurse before, and then when COVID hit, I didn't want to work anymore in the hospital, and I was like, I have a baby, and I need to look for my family. But at the same time, in my mind, I was like, oh, okay, does this will help me to make enough money? That this will be compared to the job that I have, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But then my husband says, you know, go and do what you like because I also love the art. You know, it was something that I always have that. And my husband says, don't worry, just try and see how it happens, how it comes out. You know, I went to your class. I enjoyed every single moment. It was amazing. It was beautiful, you know, the teachers and, you know, and I love it. And, you know, I started doing a mobile. That's how I started a mobile. I was listening to her and I was like, oh, my God, it's amazing. So beautiful. So I started a mobile because everything was, you know, closed and even that they opened a little bit, you know, people were like getting their services. Most of the services at home because people were still scared. So I go to, you know, I did my money so I could, you know, rent a street salon. So in Miami, I did the street salon.
Oh, you
it
did
was good.
Okay.
It was, yeah, so I got the two experiences, like the having the salon and having the mobile. Well, I know that big salons, it might be different, but street salons are good too. The rent is weekly, Yeah. It depends on where it's located, you know, but you could get suite salons from $200 a week
right.
up to $600. You know, that depends on the location.
But
so
when
I
you have
a suite, this week,
you need to have a clientele as well because you don't get too many walk-ins, do you, when you have a suite?
Well, how it worked was that once I was done and about to open the suite, the people that I would go to their houses, I always give them a referral that I'm soon going to open a suite. So like 30% of those clients stayed
mm-hmm.
with me and came to the nail suite.
Okay.
I always leave like an hour or two always open in a week to get walk-ins.
So what made you go to Sebring? What made you leave the suite and move to Sebring?
Okay, so my father, unfortunately, he got sick, and he lived in near Sebring.
Okay.
And it was conflicted because I'm a nurse, and I told him that I would, you know, help him and take care of him and all of that. And I was a little bit conflicted. I thought Sebring, because Sebring is countryside, you know, and you always think that countryside may not do nails as often as in the city. You know, I was a little conflicted. So what I did, I moved because I had to move to take care of my dad. But when I moved, I checked all the nail salons, the times that they open, the service that they do, the amount of money that they charge. I did the whole research.
Mm-hmm.
My husband told me, what if you get a shed, and we convert it in a beautiful nail salon at the back of the house? So I did the search with the county because you always have to check the county if it's allowed or not or what are the regulations that you have to follow.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, here you don't have to follow many regulations. You just get a license and that's it. And it's not a big deal here. So that's what
so
I did.
So it was zoned. The zoning was okay and everything? The zoning was good?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
The zoning was okay. They gave me like a few feet from the house. They told me, okay, you could place it 16 feet from the fence, 8 feet from the house. And
so,
that's
Marlene,
what I
how,
did.
How, what's the size of the shed? What's the size of the shed?
It's 10 by 20, and it's enough to have a pedicure space. Also, I have my nail table, and now I'm hiring a girl that's going to do the eyelashes there.
Nice. So what about mm-hmm. the electrical and plumbing and air conditioning and things like that. Did you had to put that
okay.
in there or did it come with that?
Yeah. No. The shed comes empty. You have to put the nice floor. It has wood floor, but you have to,
okay.
you know, decorate with the tiles that you want it. And you have
mm-hmm.
to put the electricity. Fortunately, my husband is an electrician, so he did all
yeah.
the work.
You lucky, girl.
And the AC. yeah, thank God. So the AC, we buy the AC on Amazon. They sell it, and it's
mm-hmm.
not that expensive. And it get hot, it get cold. When it has to get cold, when it's cold here,
mm-hmm.
it has to get hot.
So
it,
what
it's good.
It is, it's
people
in a window?
Like
you have a window?
Uh-huh. It's
okay.
like a little house. It's like a dollhouse. I
okay.
love it. I'm like, oh, my God. And everybody that comes here, they're like, whoa, my God, I love it. So I like that because I have, like, two customers that they do hair, and
mm-hmm.
they used to have suites, and now they buy it, too. Because you could also buy a she shed on Amazon. Amazon is selling it now. You could buy
shed?
It.
So
the
how,
shed?
The shed,
see, yeah.
To say how much you don't have to say how much you paid for your figure, the ballpark figure of how much something like that will cost at
well,
10 by 20?
I'm going to... Completely honest, mm-hmm. I'm okay with that. I pay $9,000.
Okay.
$9,000.
But that's,
and it was
that's
amazing
not bad
because
it's yours. No rent.
No.
Mm-hmm. It's yours.
Exactly. There's no rent. So you could make it happen. What I could say to the people that are listening and want to be in the nail industry, it's good. There's always, customers. There's always job. You have to be patient. You have to be persistent. You have to
right.
love what you do, and it will happen. At the beginning, it's always like in any other professional. anything. Hard. Yes. You have to build your own clientele. You have to make yourself known. But it's good. Once you do that, the rest comes to you easy. Concentrate in having a good work done.
We have a question. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Yes.
Marlene, so I have a desire to have a mobile spa on wheels. So you see how I'm mobile now and I'm just going into people's homes. I want to get the mobile trailer or some type of van that I could kind of like gut out and turn it into maybe a mobile salon where I just pull up to their homes and they just come outside into the trailer. So do you think that, because I know you said you had to do the zoning and stuff to have it like at your home and stuff like that. So is it an easier route to do a shed at the home or, you know, wherever you're located versus doing a trailer on wheels? Because I know, like, you still have to go through the city to see about parking. Because I know, like, you know, in my area, like, food trucks and certain trailers and stuff are not allowed. So I wonder if that would still fall under the same thing to where you won't be able to park it and then it'll be a waste and if it's easier to just do a shed.
Okay, so that is a good question. I try to do the mobile with I try to buy a school bus and convert it in a mobile. Because at the beginning, you have to check where you're located exactly and the rules and regulations, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you see in your area the grooming truck, you could do it because the grooming truck, you follow the same rules and regulations as the grooming trucks, you know, for the dog.
Okay, but, yeah.
So you could do it. You could do it. And you could definitely park in people's homes because those are private parkings. Okay, there's no regulation for that, except for the ones that have HOA or those kind of community that are controlled, you know.
Yes.
But for the rest, you can do it. You definitely can do it. I didn't do it because my dad got sick and then I had to, you know, go to another different route. But I could tell you that it will be a little bit more money to prepare the truck, to be honest. But if you know people, like if you know electricians, if you know people that know how to do the water, and you could save, you know, try to save, but then I think, you know, it's okay. It will be less. I save money because my husband is an electrician, but my husband prepared those trucks, you know, and I have a friend that she is in Connecticut, and she is starting to prepare the truck. For now, she spent $15,000, and it's because, you know, you have to prepare with the water. You have to have the electricity with a, you know, with a external battery and all of that. So
you said
if
15,000?
You want to do that, 15,000. Yes, that's what she said until now.
Okay.
But, you know, she want to do more stuff, but 15,000. Also, you have to the insurance has to be business insurance. You know,
now,
you have to think about that.
Okay,
you have to think about that.
So since you have the shed in your yard and you're operating as a business, if your house has insurance and something was to happen to the shed in your yard, will that cover the, like, will that be falling under the house insurance or is that separate? Like, you have to get a separate insurance for the shed even though it's on your property?
Yeah. Yes, you have to have a separate insurance. I have HECOC, I pay $70 a month, and they cover all, up to $1 million in liability. They're very good for a small business. It's called HECOC. Yes, you have to have an insurance separate for your business. Also,
can you spell HECOC for me?
HECOC, H-I-C-O-X.
Okay.
HICOX. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they're very good. You do it online, and you pay $70, and they give you everything. You print out everything. So they're very good and very understanding. Another thing is for the insurance for the house, then, yes, you have to go and look for certain insurances because many insurance for the house don't cover if you have a business in your
Exactly.
In your backyard. So it's a little tricky, but you could do it. The government have an insurance, and that insurance cover. Don't cover your business, but cover your house if you have, you know. Also, for people that do press on, the one that you sell it, you know, online, that you don't need an insurance because nobody goes to your inside your business, you know. That is a free pass. And I have a lot of friends that make a lot of money doing that too. But yeah, you have to have, but you have to have the insurance. Yes. Yes.
Marlene, so, you might be starting a franchise here, girl, a shed franchise.
Yes. My husband says, you know what? We could start. Yeah, he says we could start buying those sheds. We're gonna make it ready. And they're selling it because,
and
you know, he installed the
go and do the electrical work.
Well, that's he did the pedicure. You have to see my pedicure. It's like a little, like a queen altar. And people with the stairs and everything. And the person.
Oh, you
got
to take a picture of it and send it to me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
It's cheaper so it's cheaper to get the shed from Amazon than it is to get it from, did you say Amazon earlier?
Before? Amazon sell it. Mm-hmm.
For the shed?
Amazon sell it. Uh-huh.
So Amazon is the cheapest versus Lowe's and Home Depot?
It is cheaper than Home Depot, definitely.
Okay.
Definitely. My, she said I buy it from a place here called Amazon. It's called Amazon, too. But they're not related to Amazon, per se. But
they make t-shirts
like Little Dollhouse, and they sell it. But also Amazon. You know, the page Amazon, they sell it. I saw them from 19,000 to 20, 30, but that depends on how big, you know. They're selling houses, big houses, like rooms and everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it comes in a box, and you open it, and it's funny. You have to see how it is. They open the box, and they pull the walls and connect it. It's
you have to put it together.
They come and they put it together, but it's already made. You know, it's like when you open a gift box, and then the walls, you know, stand up by itself. It's crazy. It's crazy. I was like, oh my god. But yeah,
that's
you
awesome.
Could do that. You know, that depends. And before setting up anything, you have to do the right investigation of everything. You know, how much it's gonna cost. You have to. Prepare all of that because you don't want to get stuck. You know, you don't want to start something and then get stuck. So that's what I did. At the beginning, I was a little afraid because it's countryside. But then I realized that all the nail salons here are oriental salons, and they close early. They close at 4. Some of them related to that size. Uh-huh.
That's
four.
Real country.
I'm like, what? So what I did, I advertised my salon to open on 8:00. So I'm full. Sometimes it's 1 a.m. and I'm still working. My husband says, you need to stop that. But, you know, I will eventually. Eventually,
that's
I
your
will.
Passion.
So everybody that get out late, they have the opportunity to have their nail done. Because, you know, usually they go on Saturday and everybody is full. Because they close early during the week. And then I opened for those customers. And I could tell you the first month I made $3,000 when I came here. First month that I opened. I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh, my God. Oh,
I need
my
to
God.
To
then, you know.
Yeah, girl.
Uh-huh.
We all need to go to Sebring.
Yes, they don't have,
but
they don't
I will...
have any little people that do the nails here.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know, not
yeah.
many.
I will say this. I think for me, a lot of my problem, when you said that you started in 2019 or 2020 when COVID was in, 2020, honestly, and this is just me being honest and transparent, was when I made the most money because the world was closed. People was finding me on the explore page on Instagram. I was literally coming home with $400 or $500 a day in cash, and I worked 7 days, and I was also pregnant with my son. At that time, so I was already risking, you know, my health, my son's health. Luckily, all these years, I never caught COVID and never got sick, no matter how many people's houses I was in and out of. But once the world opened back up, it kind of, like, you know, went downhill because it's like they want for me, I feel like people want in and out. So that's why they go to, like, you know, the Chinese versus quality work where we're going to take our time. So for me, it could be on my behalf as far as, like, okay, I'm not promoting enough. But then it's also because people just want what they want. So I have to work on trying to get my clients. I feel like I can do it here in Miami. But that's one of the things that I want to work on, getting my clientele up so I can basically do what I love to do every day and not what I'm doing at this current moment while I'm talking to y'all.
Well, I'm proud of you. Very proud of you that you didn't quit. It's good. You know, you're strong. You're a strong person.
Before we close, let me give everybody you... to give you, give the listeners your website or your number or your social media handles before we leave. So who wants to start, Anna?
Okay, so my social media is Touched by Petty Glam on Instagram, on Facebook, and my website is also Touched by Petty Glam, and you can find me on TikTok, Touched by Petty Glam.
And that's everything is Touched by Petty.
TheDiGlam.
Okay, Yasmin. Marlene or Anna?
Mine is Rosario Nail Bar. In Google, you go and look for Rosario Nail Bar, and it will appear there. And also Instagram, same, at Rosario Nail Bar.
Okay. Anna?
And mine, I'm sorry, I couldn't cancel some appointment, so I'm working.
It's okay. Your social media.
Yeah, my Instagram is patfirstnails_beautyspam. And we have we are Google also, but the same name, and our phone number is 7754243-2823. And, the Facebook is the same, but First Nails and Beauty Spa, underscore Beauty Spa. And, I work with Booksy, so Booksy give me boots also with clients.
Okay,
and it's the same name, but First Nails and Beauty Spa.
Okay, that's great. So you got everybody knows, they got the information, you already see the work, I already post the work on my social media page, and you see all their work. And they're awesome. But I want to thank you all, Anna, Jasmine, and Marlene, for taking this time out of your busy schedule, because I know you guys are busy, to share your story on Shop Talk Live. I appreciate you and wish you much more success in all that you are doing now and all that you plan to do in the future, okay? Have an awesome day, guys.
Thank you.
I love you.
Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you so much. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Live, where professional stylists, barbers, makeup artists, and nail techs give you the 411 on the good, the bad, and the ugly of everything you want to know about natural hair, hair weaving, makeup, nails, education, products, and more. Real talk. It's what you've been waiting for. Shop Talk Live. Good, bad, the ugly.